Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson. This weekend's political reality in Iowa, a bombastic Donald Trump captured the headlines.
Finally, a candidate whose hair gets more attention than mine.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton started things off Friday night during an appearance in Cedar Rapids.
But there's nothing funny about the hate he is spewing.
That was criticism of Trump's recent comments about Mexican immigrants. John McCain, a prisoner of war in Vietnam who was the GOP's 2008 presidential nominee, has suggested Trump is appealing to the crazies. On Saturday morning in Ames, Trump shot back.
He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Some in the crowd applauded. Some groaned. Moments later, Trump stood by his comments as he was surrounded by reporters. Then Trump's Republican competitors started firing. Nine other Republican presidential candidates spoke at the Family Leadership Summit in Ames Saturday. All but Ben Carson and Ted Cruz called Trump's comments out of line. Rick Perry, an Air Force veteran, says Trump is unfit to be commander-in-chief.
Donald Trump owes every American veteran, and in particular John McCain, an apology.
Lindsey Graham, a recently retired Air Force lawyer, says he will rely on democracy to work.
The good people of Iowa, the good people of New Hampshire, and the good people of South Carolina are going to figure this out. And here's what I think they're going to say. Donald Trump, you're fired.
Organizers had hoped Saturday's event would draw attention to issues that are important to conservative Christian voters. But Trump's rant overshadowed moments like this, when Bobby Jindal got a roaring standing ovation when he criticized the mainstream media.
They don't apply the same standards to this president that they apply to the rest of us.
The event's host asked the crowd to stop after nearly a minute of cheering. The crowd and the candidates also highlighted their opposition to Planned Parenthood and to the recent Supreme Court ruling legalizing same-sex marriage in all 50 states. Ted Cruz drew the crowd to their feet with this declaration.
We will take this country back for our values.
Go to RadioIowa.com to read more about Friday night's event with five competitors for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination and Saturday's event, which drew 10 of the 15 GOP candidates who are formally in the race. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.